this is sweet. Camera crews are setting up, and I'm looking totally ripped. Beefcake! Beefcake!
Sweet!
Hello humans, welcome to the M-Word podcast brought to you by Martin. We're still here in Sweden on the expedition and we've just got back from a hike and then an evening setting up a fire pit and camping. So we're just going to chat to some of the team about the experiences in around, I think it was around minus 13, it got to it overnight. So the youngest of the group, James, has joined me to start with. So James, sum up, how are you feeling?
Hi, thank you Martin. Well, to start off, I'll say that was an experience. Not one that I want to do again, but it was definitely an experience. I mean, the hiking at the start, getting there was picturesque. The area we're in, Matt's Forest, was absolutely amazing. It was beautiful. And it was really good getting used to carrying the pulks to give us a proper experience for what it's going to be like on the expedition, which was good. But the overnight stay was brutal. I feel after doing that, I can go into the ice bath later today. I don't feel nearly as worried as I was. I feel like I got all my shivers and probably all my neurons in my body been frozen. So we do this thing when we're hiking in intervals, so we'll walk for 20 minutes and stop for 5, as you know, to maintain, manage and everything else. So I feel like my sleeping pattern was very much the same but reverse, so I was awake for 20, sleeping for 5 throughout the night. So it was good being part of the team, everyone going out there, having their part, getting the gear ready. We had to go out and cut down trees, get all the spruce to insulate the bottom on the snow, so we had a bit of a base to go on, and then so forth.
Yeah, and if sort of one highlight, if somebody said about the experience, what word would you use? Without swearing.
Obviously. A highlight of the experience afterwards.
Or yeah, looking on reflecting now, we look back at it, and obviously it was pretty horrific at times, but we kind of laugh about it now. But
yeah, I don't know, I feel like it was a big accomplishment, really. I don't know how to describe it in one word, but it's just after achieving that, going through the night where those moments you're waking up completely frozen, contemplating leaving, still being there.
Not much options when you're in the middle of nowhere.
No, not much options. It's all in the middle of nowhere.
Have you camped before?
I have done, but
never a minus,
not in that experience. I feel like one of the weirdest experiences for me and sensations was in winter camping, you have to take all your gear with you into the tent. So take everything into your tent and then into your sleeping bags, you'll have your boots, your salopettes, your coat, your gloves, your hats, your water bottles. Every single bit of gear that you take with you on the hike has to go in the bag with you, otherwise it freezes. I mean, how did you find your boots?
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, they're in the tent, but not in the sleeping bag. And yeah, the laces were frozen this morning. They were like blocks of ice putting them on, which again, if you're then hiking the next day, starts to rub pretty quickly. So there's so many factors to think about when you're under pressure and stress, which is what ultimately Phil's brought us here to do.
Yeah, build resilience. And how do you feel now going into the ice bath in the next couple of hours?
Like exactly as you describe, it was more daunting a day ago, having gone through last night. It's just another thing we need to deal with, but it's fine. It's going to be dead easy-ish, maybe. At least I have to go in fancy dress. Speaking of which, I'm going to get Carl to jump on. So, Carl, you won the most donations during the period, the social media campaign, so well done for that.
Thank you.
Obviously, for an amazing cause, or a lot of people don't like you and want to see you in the water. So, talk about yesterday, the hiking and then the experience overnight, and your sort of initial, we're just literally back at the hotel. Yes, no, barn that we're staying in. What's the initial?
The hiking was good. The scenery is unbelievable, isn't it? Getting used to pulling them pulks. It's good that we've got sort of Mert and the team, the snowplow. Just he's unbelievable, isn't he? He's got so many nicknames now: snowplow, bison, and now his chainsaw chopping wood like an absolute animal. He's a machine. But yeah, camping last night was, I did it quite well. So I just warmed up next to the fire, like really close to the fire, tried to dry everything off, my gloves, my boots, and then just tried to get in the sleeping bag as quickly as possible. And it worked quite well. So, and then in the morning, you boys were saying about your frozen boots. So as soon as I got a hot water, I just put the bottle inside the boot and that sort of warmed that up a bit. Kept putting the bottle inside my gloves. So I coped with it quite well. Yeah. And Kirky gave us some breathing tips, didn't he?
Yeah.
And I was just sort of experimenting with that last night and it actually did work quite well. So it's...
Yeah. If you had a takeaway, if you were doing it tonight, which thankfully we're not camping out tonight, what would you do differently?
I think it did everything all right, to be fair. I've got a bit of a cold, so I'll probably just bring some Vicks or something. Yeah.
Good. Okay, yeah, so some more resilience built. And the dip shortly, how are you feeling for that?
Very nervous. That's one thing I am nervous about. But it's for my brother, it's for the legacy. We've raised a fantastic amount of money for our listen already, and we're not even at the expedition, so... made up, and that's what you got to focus on. You only ever suffer two things. That's physical pain, and you know about that if you stand on a plug or something like that, and mental pain, mental suffering. So if you can switch your thoughts off and just get involved, which is, it's definitely harder than it sounds, especially when you're jumping in the cold water.
Yeah.
But we'll just get involved and keep going with the fundraising. Superb.
Right, yeah. Thanks everyone for the support back at home. Mark's going to join us next.
All right, mate.
So
warmed up a bit.
We have a little bit. So how did you find that experience?
Interesting. Probably felt about as cold as Jerby. On a cold, wet, windy night from the handicap races we used to handicap races.
Maybe.
Yeah. No, it was good. It was, I think you noticed that you have to just do that extra bit of prep. You know, if you're camping in the summer, you can kind of wing it a little bit and, you know, not sort out your sleeping bag and a few of those things. But, you know, you wake up in the middle of the night at minus 15 and you realise that your shoulder's cold because you're sticking out in the freezing cold. But I think it was an amazing experience. The teamwork was awesome. Just kind of all us working together and getting stuff together.
Very quickly talk us through, maybe I'll ask people different parts of what we did yesterday, but setting up the tent and what goes on in that process. It isn't just a wing it and it pops out.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, right? You turn up at Glenwillan and you've got your pitch or wherever you turn up, you've got your area. But, you know, we just ended up coming out into a clearing and the snow's at least a metre deep, maybe more. And I think some of us noticed when we took the snowshoes off, we'd probably go down to our knee, if not our hip. So that kind of finding a flattish area and almost stamp, you know, was four or five of us just walking around in circles trying to pack all the snow down to give us a kind of a decent enough base layer. I think that we probably spent 20, 30 minutes just getting the pitch in the right space and then figuring out. I think Mert went off and got some wood for us because our, you know, again, tent pole, you put it into the snow and it just sinks straight down and, you know, the whole structure doesn't work. So we took a long time preparing that base. There was a good bit of banter. There was also a good bit of frustration, I think, as well, as we were trying to dig in certain areas. But yeah, and you know, once you've got that kind of the firm base and getting that teepee tent pole up, yeah, Mert stood there holding the pole for another probably half an hour while we tried to peg out and tent out and tension here and using voices and I mean, there's no way you could do it without a kind of a team working together. And surprisingly, there was no arguments. Good, some better banter.
And the insulating then that goes in as well.
Sorry, say again?
The insulating as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's, and I think James mentioned it before, but the spruce, you know, once we got the base down and all the spruce that went into it, you know, that made a big difference to also kind of stop us sinking through the snow.
Yeah.
Otherwise we'd have done that. So I think that, again, the long prep, I think as Matt, our expedition leader, says, that extra 5% of effort makes 50% comfort. And I think it made a huge difference, right? We couldn't, if we'd have just put that ground sheet straight on the snow, it would have just been so, so cold. So I think the spruce and using the nature was a big difference, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, so you think about that took, you know, an hour, probably an hour and a half, you'd then be digging a fire pit, getting wood. It's like a 2.5-3 hour exercise just to set up camp.
Yeah, and it was almost like, you know, you don't think about it so much, but there's no power up there, so it was a race against the light, you know.
Short hours.
It was short hours, so it was, you know, we were also time-bound to make sure that tents were up, sleeping bags were in, fire pit was dug and lit before, you know, the sun started going down. And, you know, because if you lose that, then, you know, I think you're a bit stuck with a few different headlights.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, thanks, Mark. Thanks for joining us. Cheers. Jill, how was that experience?
Good morning. Okay, actually.
Okay.
A mixture.
You going back tonight?
No.
Okay.
Not for a while. No, it was okay, actually.
What would you take away from it?
You know, I've never experienced being hot from the kind of the top up and freezing cold on my back all night, like literally. And actually, the only thing that helped, I took off one of my jackets and put it, actually slept on that.
Oh, okay.
And that was a barrier between the cold and the heat. So that was much better.
So I haven't spoken to any other guys, but it's pretty much fully dressed in the sleeping bag.
Yeah.
To cope with the temperature.
I took off my outdoor trousers, but apart from that, I kept everything else on, put a hat on, extra, you know, hat, gloves, everything. The only thing I really noticed was it's quite suffocating. It's really quite suffocating when you're in there with everything on. You can't move. There's other people in there, so you're being mindful to try not to wake them up as well.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, look, I'm glad I did it. I won't be out there every night, put it that way.
And how about the campsite food?
But do you know, actually, the ones we've been eating yesterday, trying other people's food, great, leave the goulash. I have not met one person that's had it that's had a good experience from it.
Nice.
So that's a no. The pasta, generally good from what I can see. Any of the kind of like minced beef type stuff, that seems to be okay. So, you know, I'll be nipping out, buying a few to try them over the next few weeks.
And the
but
water.
It's not going to become a staple part of my diet, put it that way.
And the water's up next, to dive in.
Yeah.
Compare how you felt yesterday to today. With what you went through last night, do you feel?
I had a bit of a panic yesterday, actually, when I was in the shower, because I had a cold shower and I literally just wanted to scream at that point. And I was like, oh my God, like, what am I doing? So that played on my mind for a couple of hours yesterday morning. And then we went out trekking, focused on what I was doing. It went away. This morning, just talking about it, I can feel I'm anxious. Because of the short notice of coming out, I've not really done much cold wash strength. I've had a couple of ice baths or really, really cold baths, cold showers, etc. But sleeping out in the cold, cold fingers, cold toes. But when you're fully in it, I don't think anything's going to prepare you really for it so much till you actually do it properly.
Yeah.
But then that's the point, right? You drop in the water when you're in the ice and you're out on an expedition. It's going to be even worse. You're going to be heavy packed, everything else. You're not going to be expecting it. So.
Yeah, that was an interesting thing they were talking about when we're out on the trek of... If there's areas where the potential ice breaks, is you have to take your rucksack off, and again, it's just always risk managing things.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is really interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it. And Shannon, you've got a moment or two to join in. We just got back, as I was saying to the other guys. How was that experience?
Well, if you could see me, you would know.
Cameraman's here taking some shots. We'll be talking to go away.
Oh, God. It wasn't pleasant at all. Was not pleasant at all. I thought, you know what? I actually thought it was going to be okay. When I first, got into my sleeping bag, I threw, a load of hand warmers in there, and I was dead snug, and I was like, oh, yeah, this is going to be fine. Nah, it wasn't. It got, gradually colder as the night went on.
Yeah.
And the ferns that we were sleeping on kept moving, so I just could not get comfortable. Mm. It just wasn't, yeah.
Sticks to you, then, yeah. What would you take away looking back on that experience now? What would you take away from it? Other than not to camp in minus 13 again.
Just don't do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Be smart and don't do it. What would I take away from it? I don't know. I think, again, it's just another experience, isn't it? And just being able to say that I've done it and I got through it. And again, it's just testing that kind of the resilience side of things, isn't it?
So, yeah.
You know, I think when we did it, when you just experience the cold, just going outside to actually have to stay in that for hours, sleep in it. Yeah, it just didn't seem possible. But so, now that I've done it.
So using that then, we're going into the ice shortly.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got a different thought process about that now? Having gone through the experience of hours and hours in the cold,
yeah.
Where this is, it's obviously shocking initially, but it's the experience will be very short.
Yeah, I was just saying to the girls then, you know, it's going to be a lot quicker. You know, it's just going to be ripping off Band-Aid. Once we're out, that's it. You know, it's done. You know, we spent a night in minus 15, absolutely freezing. You know, the girls having their face frozen to the side of the tent and sleeping bags and everything. You know, it can't be worse than that. And I think, yes, there's going to be that initial shock, but I just keep holding on to that feeling after we've done it, you know, how good that's going to feel. That's what I'm looking forward to be able to say that that's something I've done. Yeah. I didn't want to do it. I was, you know, I am scared. I'm a bit afraid, you know, this isn't going to be a comfortable experience, but just to be able to say that I've done it is going to be a win.
Yeah, that's why we're here. Yeah. That's why we're here. Well, thanks for joining us, Shan.
No,
I appreciate
problem.
It.
Thank you.
So next up, Martin Malone. Piece of cake. Was it?
I didn't say it was a piece of cake.
It was tough, wasn't it?
It was tough, yeah.
Tell us what you're thinking about it.
Yeah, well, I think once we started setting the fire up, stopped moving, I think we realised how cold it was getting. It was really cold up there last night. Temperature dropped a lot. When you went and looked in the teepee and the inside is frozen, glistening, you think, oh, it's going to be a cold night. Had reasonably good sleep, but my God, the cold breeze coming in. You felt it as well. It was pretty horrendous, wasn't it?
Yeah. And we were down, and it wasn't too windy, but we were ultimately downwind as well.
Yeah. And that was the idea, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The idea was to get uncomfortable. There was no way anybody was going to be comfortable in that last night because it was just so cold.
Yeah.
Sitting around the fire, we were cold. Our feet were cold. Hands were cold. You know, even in, you know, big roaring fire. And that's going to, I think, help the whole team prepare for the expedition because, as Matt said, you know, it could be that we'll just walk right through the expedition and it'll be cold and everybody will keep moving. But what if there's a whiteout someday and we have to stop, put an emergency shelter up and potentially even stay in there for 24 hours?
Yeah.
So last night, I think, prepared the team for what that might feel like.
Yeah.
And we all survived. And there was still some banter this morning.
Yeah, slight edge off it, but indeed. Yeah. So the... Mark was talking through the tent, putting up the tent. One of the jobs you were doing was creating firewoods. You obviously created a cutting area. Maybe just talk us through what you were doing there.
It was lots of dead wood around. Everybody had a job, but I was thinking the more wood we have, the better. So we, especially Carl and myself, we collected lots of, you know, trees that just toppled over that were reasonably dry, and we used some paracord and made a little X. Of two pieces of wood to make a chopping frame, and just using the saw, we just spent an hour chopping up trees and made a massive pile of wood, which incidentally lasted us until we went to bed.
Yeah,
which was,
it was non-life,
that was my calculation of how much wood we needed, of course. Yeah.
Wood per burning per temperature
per square root of the
something or other. All right, okay. Yeah. So water's up next, ice water. I know you've been looking forward to it, to do it in your shorts anyway. Does it feel, having gone through that experience last night, does it feel less daunting today to do that than yesterday?
I think so. Everybody will have their own like little challenge in their head about getting into ice cold water. And you know, I swim in cold water in the sea all the time, but this is a whole other level. This is, you know, the water is on the verge of freezing. So, you know, you leave it for 20 minutes and the top will be frozen. So that is, you know, your body skin temperature is 37 degrees and you're immediately cooling it down to 0 degrees and you get the cold water shock and trying to deal with that and then get out
and turn around quickly to then help our teammates
and get dried and get warm as quickly as possible. No matter how conditioned you are to the cold, there's always going to be a big shock when you hit cold water like that.
Thanks for joining us, Martin. Appreciate you. So joined by Sian now, or Cyan, and she's now also called.
Good morning.
Always cheery, which is what we want after a minus 15 degree sleep. So how was the experience?
I loved it. I did really love it.
Shocker. Everyone else
but
is miserable.
I loved it, but there were some moments that were really challenging. Like, I'm definitely a cold person, so I really struggle just feeling cold. It's really uncomfortable for me. And just, I think, just being out for such a long period of time, you know, we left first thing in the morning. You're like traipsing through really deep snow all day. And it's just relentless. Mm. And then you get to camp and then there's so many jobs that you have to do and you just want to kind of sit down and have a brew and it's just not possible. Everything is like a full like 9 out of 10 effort, you know, because it's so cold, just trying to like undo the tent, get the knots out of the guide ropes, just everything is effort. And then you want to brew, but then that comes with a whole load more effort. So it's just one effort after the next. And I think like when you're cold, or particularly with myself, when I'm cold, my patience really starts to wear thin. So everything feels like such a drag. And like someone could just ask you to pass you something really simple, and you think, I literally don't have the effort to do that. But you're in a team, so you're trying your best.
So you girls, you get, obviously the boys, girls have their separate tent. What's the experience of putting the tent up?
The tent going up was fine. It was just such a lengthy process. I think it was much longer than what I expected it would be. You know, you've got to like flatten the area, like dig out the snow, flatten the area, make sure it's big enough, get the tent out, get the pegs out, go and chop some trees down, like saw the branches off. Like there's a lot to it. And yeah, coming back in that tent last night to sleep, everything in my body was just screaming like, not a chance. And then taking your icy, snowy boots off and then having to take them into your sleeping bag with you, just feels so wrong.
It's interesting. And again, I suppose, listen, it's really good chatting to everyone after, because you mentioned the long hike before.
Yeah.
And the rally is we started at 9 a.m. and we're only really starting to boil the kettle 7 p.m. that evening.
Yeah.
Ultimately, you don't get that far because everything's so laboured walking-wise, the way we walk.
Yeah, it was big effort, wasn't it?
That long day, and then you've got a pouch of dry food to eat.
Yeah, I spilled all over myself. It smelled like a cup of soup all night. It was making me feel ill. But no, it was amazing. But this morning, like just getting the tent down, you know, you're tired, you haven't slept well, you're utterly freezing. Like everyone's super grumpy. It was like something else.
Yeah, head down, pack and get out of here.
Yeah. It's like my hands were so cold, I couldn't do anything without my gloves, but then I also couldn't do anything with them on. So it was just constantly on, off. But I mean, I did, like now I'm back and I'm dry and I've had a coffee. I can say that I thoroughly enjoyed it. If you'd asked me 2 hours ago, I'd probably be a 7 out of 10.
Okay, wow. It's pretty low for you as well.
It's pretty low.
So one final question. We think about the ice dip 2 days ago, having gone through that last night, is your thought process any different? To seem less of a challenge now?
To be honest,
still being massive, but
it's not something that I've thought about. Okay. And I think it's not, I don't generally get worried about things. I just kind of just will attack them as they come. But when I watched Phil do the ice dip, I started getting really nervous watching him. So it, like now I feel absolutely fine, but I know that when I get down there and I have to start thinking about taking my clothes off and like running through the snow, it's going to be a different story. So I know that like anxiety will come. I just don't have it yet, thankfully.
Okay, well, good luck.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening, everyone. That was our last guest. Everyone's off getting ready now for the ice dip. So we'll see you on the other side.